Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, we've got to talk about Donald Trump's very clear and obvious cognitive decline. Now, this is something we have talked about before, okay? And finally, some mainstream outlets have started to pick this up. And this conversation especially infuriates me because Joe Biden for 4 years would do literally anything, and it was nonstop news for a month. Joe Biden stutters, and it's Fox News primetime for a straight month. But we have a president right now who is 79 years old, the oldest president ever, bruises on his hands, his ankles are swelling. He's claiming in front of the public that he got an MRI. He doesn't know why he got the MRI, but his MRI is the best MRI ever. Then we learn later it's a CT scan. The guy is losing it. And we have some more crazy videos, this one in particular, just from this week alone, where it's pretty clear something is going on with Donald Trump. So let's hop right into this. Before we do, though, if you're looking at the screen, you're like, who the hell is this guy? My name is Chris Mowry. I now do a daily show here on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy the way I do things, you can check out my YouTube channel right down below. Make sure you subscribe to both me and Adam Mockler. If you click right down below, you can do that. I appreciate all the love you guys are showing me on my channel lately. It means the world. You guys are all the best. All right, let's start here with this video and talk about it. It's about 10 seconds long. I'm going to play it twice. We'll talk about it. Here we go.
And I'm proud to officially name the undisputed.
Okay, if this happened to Joe Biden, just this exact thing, it would be nonstop news for a month. And I know everybody knows it. And look, maybe I don't need to harp on the past. You know, a lot of people are tired of the very partisan politics. Oh, Biden this or Trump this, Democrats, Republicans. Maybe I don't need to harp on the past, okay? It is frustrating, but fine. I won't harp on the past. Regardless, this is obviously something is going on with Donald Trump. And it's only gotten significantly worse. It's interesting, though, we started to see some of these signs not that long ago, but a while ago. You know, this was from 2 years ago on the campaign trail doing something similar. Take a listen to this.
Is it crazy? Really? Just this week, it was reported that an illegal alien, and you just look at this, what's happening.
And wow. An illegal, struggling to get the words out. We have this photo from very recently, the World Economic Forum. Trump here in prime shape, I'd say. Prime shape, looking on, he looks great, you know. Orange as ever, which I think is, you know, the most important part, to be orange. Donald Trump did an interview recently with Fox News, and the slip-ups are more and more and more common these days. Take a listen to this. We'll talk about it after.
A very nice country, Switzerland. They were paying no tariffs, sending stuff over here like nobody could believe. And we had a $42 billion deficit. And we weren't taking anything. I said, well, we have to do something because we have to even that up a little bit. I didn't have to get everything at one time. So I put on a 30% tariff, which is very low. Still, we were having a big deficit, but it was half the deficit. Then I got an emergency call from, I believe, the Prime Minister of Switzerland. And she was very aggressive, but nice, but very aggressive. Sir, we are a small country. We can't do this. We can't do this. I couldn't get her off the phone. We are a small country. I said, you may be a small country, but we have a $42 billion deficit with you. No, no, we are a small country. Again and again and again, I couldn't get her off the phone. So it was at 30%. And I didn't really like the way she talked to us. And so instead of giving her a reduction, I raised it to 39%. And then I got inundated by people from Switzerland, and I figured, you know what, we'll do something that's a little bit more palatable, at least now. But I realized that all these, you know, Switzerland you think of as, you know, ultra chic.
Yeah, so Donald Trump there, first of all, rambling, storytelling, voice is a little raspy, referencing there the Prime Minister of Switzerland. Switzerland doesn't have a prime minister, so that's cool, you know? Probably should figure that one out there, Mr. President, you know, figure out how to correctly address the leaders of different parts of the world that you claim to be talking to. The guy is, I mean, not only is he rambling, prime minister, don't have a prime minister, okay. Remarks ahead of his travel to Fort Bragg. Take a listen.
Well, I think Greenland's going to want us, but we get along very well with Europe. We'll see how it all works out. We're negotiating right now for Greenland.
Greenland wants us. Donald Trump, not only is he slipping up in these ways, he is more and more isolated in his own world. He is truly under the belief, I believe, he's under the belief that the people of Greenland slash Greenland want the United States to take them over. And that is obviously not the case. But Donald Trump, under the belief, you know what? Greenland wants us to come. They're waiting, right? I found this on Reddit, and you're seeing how conservatives are starting to react. What's going on with Trump lately? I really have to ask what's going on with our president lately. I am a conservative Republican, not MAGA, but a three-time Trump voter. Okay. I saw a statement on the death of Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle. I'm not surprised, but the statement was appalling and disgusting. So what if he isn't a supporter or a fan? He still did a lot for the arts in cinema. I will say a ballroom is needed so we don't have to host world leaders in tents and other venues, but the arts he is talking about is unnecessary. Some of his latest pardons are extremely stupid and beyond comprehension. I want to get back to the main focus, immigration, crime, economy. I love the early wins when shit was happening so fast the left couldn't keep up. I don't know when that was, but okay. He needs to stop the petty shit slinging and be above the pale here. Stop stooping down to the Dems level. Am I wrong or alone in this? And so that's the thing. Like, this is, not only is this happening with Donald Trump and this clear cognitive decline, and he's isolating, he's in his own world. He's lashing out more frequently, and people are noticing, right? Fox News poll recently, I believe 59% of people in this Fox News poll said that ICE had gone too far. A recent Fox News poll that said the majority of people felt like Trump wasn't focusing on the right issues, including a large swath of Republicans. Now, his own supporters, at least at the bare minimum here, if they're, I mean, obviously there's a lot of them that are still supporting him somehow, which is just insane to say. But even those, the most hard-line supporters are saying, you're not focused on the right things. You're losing your mind over here, rambling and freaking out. And it's pretty understandable why Donald Trump isn't doing well with some of his own base, but just the American people in general on these issues. He's out of touch, flipping off blue-collar workers. I know that we have talked a lot about this video on this channel, but literally flipping off a Ford auto worker here who calls him a pedophile protector, pointing, saying, F you. And then giving him the middle finger. And it's like, yeah, you're rambling incoherently. You're talking about all these issues that don't matter. They're directly opposite to the things that got you elected, the economy, ICE, immigration, all these things. You're fucking all of that up, frankly. And while you're doing that, you also have the audacity when people say, hey, what about the Epstein files? Blue-collar workers who say, what about the Epstein files, to flip them off. Donald Trump here in this interview, take a listen to this.
In 50 years, a president that's won, even a popular president, somebody that's done well. I'm popular and I've done well. I mean, I think we have the greatest economy actually ever in history.
So, again, you start to raise, I always think about this in my head. Does Donald Trump believe what he's saying? Is he so out of touch that he believes a lot of these lies? Does he know he's lying and he doesn't care because he only cares about himself? Is it a mix of both? This person saying Trump's dementia is really advanced. He thinks he has the greatest economy ever and that he's popular. That may very well be true. It would not surprise me at all if Donald Trump believed that. And again, with all of this happening and people watching, it's hurting him. He is not politically invincible, although it feels often like he is not. Take a listen to this.
Yeah, okay. So you know, if you know anything about Donald Trump, you know that he built his two presidential victories on winning voters without a college degree, while Donald Trump's base with non-college voters is absolutely collapsing. What are we talking about here? Well, why don't we just take a look? Voters without a college degree on Donald Trump. Look at this. Back in 2024, he won those voters over Kamala Harris by 14 points. You come over to this side of the screen, what's his net approval rating with him? He is underwater by 9 points. That's a 23-point switcheroo with his base of non-college voters. He is absolutely collapsing with the group of voters that helped put him into the White House, Kate.
Okay, so how are these non-college voters feeling about 2026?
Okay, so you know, you see this drop of 23 points, right, from plus 14 Trump to now he's underwater by 9 points. How is that impacting their views on how they're going to vote for Congress? Well, you see a similar story going on here, right? Take a look in the 2024 election. Republicans won those voters, those non-college voters, by 13 points. Now they're just ahead by just 4 points. When you can count it on one hand, you know that you're in trouble if you're Donald John Trump and the Republican Party, in this case, the Republican Party, when it comes to the voters in Congress. And of course,
yeah, they're in trouble come the midterms. And look, Democrats have so much work to do in this area. Democrats in Congress are historically unpopular. But Donald Trump is sinking everybody here. And the White House's plan, and reportedly Republicans plan, to run Donald Trump on the ballot in the midterms. Essentially, they say, we believe that voters will come out if Trump is on the ballot. Any of these, you know, given important races, we're going to try to make it Trump-focused. That's not going to work based on the polling here. They're going to get slaughtered. Democrats, obviously, again, have a lot of work to do. But don't worry, I'll end off here by saying this. Donald Trump's health is not great. He's making bad decisions. He's all over the place. But don't worry, the health expert in the room can help him get back. The environmental lawyer, RFK Jr., who runs the Department of Health and Human Services.
And I said, I'm not scared of a germ. You know, I used to snort cocaine off of toilet seats. And I know this disease will kill me.
Right.
Like if I don't.
Yep. I used to, quote, I used to snort cocaine off of toilet seats, the head of the Department of Health and Human Services. And the environmental lawyer, RFK Jr. So Trump's in good hands. You know, he should go pay a visit to RFK Jr. Say, what can I do? You know, I'm a little, my brain's slowing down a bit. What should I do, sir? I'm sure he'll get all the answers he needs, right? If you enjoyed this video, let me know in the comments down below. I appreciate all the support lately. Truly, remember, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily show here on the Adam Mockler channel. You guys are the best. Make sure you subscribe to both me and Adam Mockler down below, and I will see you in the next video.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.